Governor Paul LePage has temporarily removed his nominee to head the State Department of Education. He says Democrats were playing games to advance what he calls an activist agenda. A.J. Higgins has the details on why.
A behind-the-scenes battle over how transgender students should be integrated into public schools finally blew up after Governor Paul LePage issued a press release announcing that he would temporarily withdraw the name of Dr. Bill Beardsley as his nominee to head the State Department of Education. Beardsley, a former Husson University president, has served as acting commissioner since last fall. The ongoing stalemate between the governor and the legislature is over whether the transgender school policy should be addressed through statute, as LePage wants, or through agency rulemaking, which many lawmakers are calling for. LePage referenced the transgender issue in his statement issued to the media by Press Secretary Adrian Bennett.
So the governor does plan to temporarily withdraw the commissioner's name from this process at this time, and that's because of the political games that Democrats are playing at this time, and it's unacceptable.
The conflict centers on LePage's recent blocking of rules recommended by the Maine Human Rights Commission, which offered guidance on how transgender students should be treated in Maine's public schools. LePage has said he is waiting for the legislature to act on the issue before he allows implementation of the rules. And spokesman Bennett says it's clear to the administration that the Beardsley vote is being used for political purposes by Democrats on the committee.
We know that we did not have the vote right now. It was going to be along party lines. And that's something that Democrats really need to take a hard, long look at and decide whether or not they're doing the right thing. Because we all know that Dr. Beardsley is well qualified for this position.
The LePage administration's concerns are shared by Senator Brian Langley, an Ellsworth Republican who serves as co-chair of the Education Committee.
That's my understanding, is that there was opposition to acting commissioner becoming the confirmed commissioner.
Beardsley offered his personal opinion on the issue of transgender students back in 2010 when he was a Republican candidate for governor during an appearance on the Aroostook Watchman radio show. At that time, Beardsley seemed to be expressing concerns over whether a student's gender identification was being imposed by someone else.
Yeah, on the transgender issues and things like that, I feel so badly for little children that are being kind of decisions being made for them that are outside what we call our normal activities here in the state and imposing these kinds of things on a very small child.
Democratic leaders at the State House refused to comment on Beardsley or on the governor's decision to temporarily withdraw his nomination as education commissioner. Senator Rebecca Millett, a South Portland Democrat on the legislature's Education Committee, said she was unaware of any predisposed position against Beardsley, and Representative Victoria Cornfield, a Bangor Democrat and House Chair of the panel, refused to answer any questions about the ongoing debate over transgender policy and referred to a written statement.
Education committee members were ready to have a substantive, transparent discussion on the future of education and the interests of Maine students and their families. They stand prepared to do so for whomever the governor puts forward for this highly important position.
Beardsley will continue to serve as acting education commissioner for the department, which has not had a permanent commissioner since last April. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.